Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is April the 10th and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Kings, chapters 10 to 12. Compromise, a path to destruction. We read in 1 Kings chapter 11 verse 4 like this. For it was so when Solomon was old and his wives turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not loyal to the Lord his God as was the heart of his father David. We read in verse 6 like this. Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord and did not fully follow the Lord as did his father David. Again we read in verse 9 like this. So the Lord became angry with Solomon because his heart was turned from the Lord God of Israel who had appeared to him twice. Solomon's extraordinary gift of wisdom was not sufficient to preserve him from falling into grievous and fatal errors. His love for the world and a ceaseless quest for pleasure had corrupted his heart and had produced in him a state of mental darkness away from God's truth. The grace of God then deserted him, and the son of the pious David, the religiously trained child of Bathsheba and the pupil of Nathan, instead of showing the stability of sound principle and mature experience, became an old and foolish king. Solomon's fall from grace can be traced to his love for many foreign women. In fact, we can see that compromise to godly principles led Solomon on a path of destruction. In fact, Solomon broke every principle of restraint that the king of Israel was commanded by God to follow. The first one, the king should not multiply horses. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 14 to 16, what the law said. When you come to the land which the Lord your God is giving you, and possess it and dwell in it and say, I will set a king over me like all the nations that are around me. You shall surely set a king over you whom the Lord your God chooses. One from among your brethren you shall set as king over you. You may not set a foreigner over you who is not your brother. But he shall not multiply horses for himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt to multiply horses. For the Lord has said to you, you shall not return that way again. However, we read in 1 Kings chapter 4 verse 26 that Solomon had 40,000 stalls of horses for his chariots and 12,000 horsemen. We also read in 1 Kings chapter 10 verse 26 and 28 like this. And Solomon gathered chariots and horsemen. He had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen whom he stationed in the chariot cities and with the king in Jerusalem. Also, Solomon had horses imported from Egypt and Kiwi. The king's merchants brought them in Kiwi at the current price. Secondly, the king shall not multiply wives. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 17 verse 17 like this. Neither shall he multiply wives for himself, lest his heart turn away. But we read about Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 11 verses 1 to 3 like this. But King Solomon loved many foreign women, as well as the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonites, and Hittites from the nations of whom the Lord had said to the children of Israel, you shall not intermarry with them, nor they with you. Surely they will turn away your hearts after their gods. Solomon clung to these in love, and he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. In fact, Solomon's compromise started early when he made a treaty with Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and married his daughter. That we read in 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 1. Now Solomon made a treaty with Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and married Pharaoh's daughter. He built a house for her that took 13 years. As we read in 1 Kings chapter 7 verse 8, Solomon also made a house like this hall for Pharaoh's daughter, whom he had taken as his wife. The third is that the king shall not multiply silver or gold. As we read in Deuteronomy chapter 17 verse 17, nor shall he, the king of Israel, greatly multiply silver and gold for himself. But we read in 1 Kings chapter 10 verses 14 and 21 like this. The weight of the gold that came to Solomon yearly was 666 talents of gold. All King Solomon's drinking vessels were gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were pure gold. Not one was silver, for this was accounted as nothing in the days of Solomon. Thus Solomon went on a path of compromise to destruction. To Solomon may be applied the words of Apostle Paul, of Apostle John, and of the prophet Isaiah. Let this be a lesson for us as well. If our sinful passions are not crucified and mortified by the grace of God, they never will die of themselves. Let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. We see how weak we are of ourselves without the grace of God. Let us therefore live in constant dependence on that grace. Let us watch and be sober. Ours is a dangerous warfare, and in an enemy's country, while our worst enemies are sins lurking in our own hearts. Let the words of Apostle Paul be true in our lives as well, as we read in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.